Samantha Etheridge is an eighth grader at Cesar Chavez Middle School. She says getting a free movie ticket sounds good, but she's still going to miss a day every now and then.
Well, yeah, I mean, everybody wants one, but I don't come to school. I don't know.
Why don't you come to school?
Because it's boring.
The district has invested $25,000 in an incentive program to get students like Samantha to come to school more. Besides movie tickets, the district is also giving out bikes donated by the Waco Police Department, and at the end of the year, they'll be raffling off TVs, iPods, and iPads to the kids who had perfect attendance the whole year. David Ellis, Waco ISD's attendance supervisor, says it's not just about the material value of the prizes. Students like getting singled out for their good behavior.
Every kid that won got to be pulled out of class, come down to the office, get their whatever it was, their movie card or whatever, and then go back to class with some goodies in their hands, okay, for good attendance. So they're thinking about, hey, I need to be at school.
But so far, attendance has been pretty much the same as last year, which is pretty good. Up until this point in the school year last year, Waco ISD had a 96.47 attendance rate, and this year they're actually a little behind, 96.29. That's a difference of less than 0.2 of a percentage point. Rick Hatley, the district's executive director of student services, says there's still room to improve.
Almost 4%. I mean, I look at that thinking, okay, that's not bad. That's mostly driven by the elementary because statistically across the state, elementary has the best attendance. When you get up to high school, it's really harder.
Elementary school attendance rates have hovered around 97% this year and last year, but it gets a little spottier for the middle schools and high schools. Three of the seven middle schools and three of the six high schools in Waco ISD have attendance rates between 70 and 90%. And those schools are driving the attendance rate down for the entire district.
You know, as kids get older, they're not always as obedient.
Some funding for the school district is directly tied to attendance. So for every day a student misses school, the district loses money. Last school year, a total of 129,000 days of school were missed at Waco ISD, costing the district about $5 million in state funding.
The entire district is based on that funding variable. I mean, if students do not attend schools, the school districts don't get any money.
It's too early to tell if the incentives will have any effect, but Cesar Chavez 8th grader Robin Crespo thought his free movie ticket was pretty handy.
I kind of gave it to somebody that I like. Yeah.
That's nice of you. Why did you do that?
I don't know. Just trying to get her attention.
For KWBU News in Waco, I'm Rylan Barton.